There are approximately 15,000 Liberian immigrants in Philadelphia. Their presence became painfully visible when a fire ripped through several row homes in southwest Philadelphia, leaving four children dead and dozens of families homeless and grieving. Everyday life for this community is as hard as that of other African immigrants, but aggravated by the legacy of 14 years of armed conflicts in Liberia. One group of Liberian singers is using traditional and new songs and dramatic skits, all to help their fellow immigrants navigate life here, as WHYY's Elizabeth Perez Luna reports.
Not a day goes by without Fatou Gayflor thinking of the son she lost in the Liberian Civil War. The celebrated singer was in the Ivory Coast recording an album in 1989 and had left her infant son with family when the Second Liberian War started. She never saw her son again. He would have been 25 this month.
You sing in a song, asking yourself in a song, has he eaten today? Is he in a rain somewhere in a forest? Did somebody phone him, giving him love? It's very troublesome. I don't like to sing that song, but we do because we have to take the message to the people.
This lament, adapted from a traditional ceremonial tune, is sung at every concert Fatou Gayflor and the three other singers of the Liberian Women's Chorus for Change perform in Philadelphia. It speaks of the collective legacy of grief and violence most Liberians carry with them as immigrants and refugees. Performing in different UN refugee camps in Africa, Gayflor says she rediscovered the healing power of music.
At the time, I didn't know the word therapy, but I knew that singing to the people, making them to feel better, were making me to feel better too, because we all came from the war zone. So when I wrote that song, everywhere I went to perform on any refugee camp, people will cry and will always sit and talk, because as you live, you get problems. You cannot keep your problem to yourself.
For years now, she has used her art to promote peace, unity, and dialogue.
Happy rare people, yes, time to unite. Yes, time to unite for real peace. Everybody said we want peace.
Once here, she came in 1999, Gayflor met other Liberian performers interested in serving their community as they navigated the challenges of immigrant life. To shape their message, they spent a year interviewing fellow Liberians to identify their most pressing needs. Under the guidance of the Philadelphia Folklore Project, they formed the Liberian Women's Chorus for Change last year. Tony Shapiro-Pim of the Folklore Project says they discuss how to tackle common issues.
One of them was the fact that women are bearing many burdens, including abuse, emotional abuse, physical abuse, economic abuse at the hands of their partners, and not speaking out about it or not knowing how to access resources.
Shapiro-Pim adds that many African immigrant men are having a hard time adapting to life here, where they encounter
economic stress, poverty, and having to feeling the responsibility of supporting a family within systems that they don't necessarily understand or haven't yet mastered, creates tension, and the outlet sometimes is violence or its secretiveness.
The secretiveness is mostly manifested in the ways the family's income is used, especially when women also work. So the chorus has created dramatic educational skits about money management.
You working, you give the money to your husband. Are you checking on the bank?
Where?
To see if the money going in?
The women's chorus message has met with some criticism, particularly from African men who feel their work is subverting traditional gender roles. Not so, says Fatou Gayflor.
We are family oriented. We are not trying to separate men and women, children and their family. And the reason why we all are going through the problem is because we are now living in a new country where we all work and the stress is too much. The stress that we never facing by home is causing us to fight. Because if you keep it in, it becomes trouble.
The chorus and the Philadelphia Folklore Project have just been awarded a grant from the Pew Center for Arts and Heritage to continue their work in the African community. Gayflor is also the recipient of a Pew Arts Fellowship that will allow her to resume her work as an individual artist that was interrupted by war. Fatou Gayflor and the Liberian Women's Chorus for Change will be performing at a benefit concert for the Southwest Philadelphia fire victims this Saturday afternoon on Gessner Street at the site of the fire. I'm Elizabeth Perez Luna, WHYY News.